The Gemara of Tesma Beis introduces a new case, the case of Teshet Siburin Shel Matzah and Echad Shel Chametz. So you have several different piles, and all of a sudden the Achbar comes and takes one, and we're uncertain whether it was Shel Matzah, whether it was Shel Chametz. So the Gemara tells us the Chiddush that Hainu Teshet Chanuyos. That's similar to what the Gemara is going to quote in Braisa. That means the following: if it's something that is fixed, it's stationary, that was the case that it was taken from, we're going to apply the halacha of kol kavua, kemechtza, mechtza dami, and therefore, that will tilt for the purpose of iser. If, however, it was pirish, in such a case that this was already detached from, and then the achbar comes and takes, so that's the seifa, that's a case simply of holchenach aharov. And the Gemara quotes the Brais that tells us the comparable case of teishachanuyos. In those cases, kulan mochrim besar shchuta, there is one that has besar nevela. If you walk into the store and you take, the suffix is considered to be osir, that's the din of kavua. If it is nimtza, then we assume that holchin acha haro. So what is true here when it comes to the chametz issue is also true when it comes to other cases of machalos asuros, the case of besar shchuta, the case of besar trefa. What exactly is the abaya of our Gemara? Rashi says very simply the following: The inyan bedika. That really is the question. Is there a chiv of bedika, or is there no chiv of bedika at all? Why is it that Rashi writes that the issue is one of bedikas chametz as opposed to other isurei chametz? Pashup Shat, one could argue as follows. Isn't this the theme of the entire sugya? Now, beginning at Avtesamad Aleph, the Mishnah, when the Mishnah tells me the following, that ein choshishin, Shema Gira Chulda. What exactly does that mean? That I went ahead and I did my bedikas chametz, and you know what? I don't have to be concerned that the bedika was undermined, by the fact that something subsequently happened. No? You look at the bottom of Avtesamad Beis. The next abaye the Gemara has, you have two different siburin, and one is Shel Chametz, one is Shel Matzah. Guess what? They're two different batim. One is a bayis baduk, one is a bayis she'ino baduk. That's the diun of Tliya. Can I assume that, you know what, somehow magnetically, we'll have to see what the lumdus is, the chametz met the chametz, the matzah met the chametz, met the matzah, and lo and behold, I didn't compromise the chezkas baduk. So isn't it obvious that every abaya that the Gemara has been dealing with before and subsequently is talking about a chiyuv bedika? That tli is not talking about achila. Our Mishnah that tells me that ein choshishin, right, is not talking about a case of achila. It's talking about what is the status of this house. And therefore, very simply, so Rashi writes, what was true before and what is true that follows is all referring to the chiyuv of bedikas chametz. And all of a sudden, Tosus writes to Ramas Chalainu that lo nihir lari, that this is very, very difficult. Why? Because we're talking about this chametz issue. And the Gemara says, you know what? That's squarely dependent on Teshachanuyos. Teshachanuyos is talking about Besar Shchuta, Besar Nevela. We're talking about what? Bedika. We're talking about an Isra Achila, which is Daraisa. And in that, sometimes we assume Kavua, and sometimes we assume that Hochanach Harav. Here we're talking about Bedika. Bedika, which is only a din Drabanan. So how indeed do we know that what is true of the din daraisa of nevela is true when it comes to bedikas chametz, which was only a din d'rabanan? And the fact that the Gemara equates them, doesn't that seem to indicate that we're talking about a din daraisa, not just simply a din d'rabanan at all? So how do you resolve that? So Tosus writes the following. Maybe we're talking about a case where there was no bittul at all. And if there is no bittul, this is Bayram by Matzah and Lev Lav Daraisa, and therefore that is considered to be sufficient. Or the Ri says that perhaps not, an important chiddush, that the inyan achila kamar, that you know what, that we're not talking about bedika, we're talking about a case of achila. Wow, we're talking about achila. Why are we talking about a dindraban of bedika here? Here there's in question is whether this chaticha is shel chametz or whether it's shel matzah. So therefore, the inyan achila kamar. So fundamental machlokas between Rashi and the Ri, that what exactly is driving the diun of the Gemara? This is drabanan, and somehow we're going to assume that, you know what? What's true of nevela is also true here. Or no, we're talking about the case of the question of achila, which indeed is considered to be a din Daraisa, admittedly, the difficulty, according to Tosfos, yeah, but the Gemara is surrounded by a suffix of bedika. Why would we assume that le'inyan le'in achila kamar? If you look in the Rambam, Chametz Matzah, Beis Yud, the Rambam quotes the case of Tisha Siburin, of Matzah, one is Shal Chametz. The Rambam writes, realize, in the first case, Kol HaKavu is Kemetz Al Mechzadami. And the Rambam writes, therefore, Tzarech Livdok, Tzarech Livdok. Ploshav Shah Bedika, Bedika is necessary. Now, in other words, like Rashi Shita, that we're talking about Bedika Drabanan, and that's exactly what the Gemara tells us, that if it's Kavua, now there is a Chiyu Bedika, and the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid writes that how can that be? Lo Machar Vemilsa, Elinian Bittel. Ooh, the Ravid writes the Fa. We're talking about Bedika. If it's talking about Bedika, so how do you understand the comparison of the Gemara to Inissa Daraisa? We're not talking about a case of Bedika. When it comes to Bedika, there the Ravid writes, that would be a Suffolk Drabanan. A Suffolk Drabanan. Here we're talking about the question of Bittul. The question of Bittul. As a Din Daraisa. As a Din Daraisa. If it's only Bedika, Bedika we could simply argue a Suffolk Drabanan is Lakula, even in a case of Kavua. It's Kemet Samechzadami, but that's a Suffolk. And therefore, a sveik of the Rabbanon is considered to be lakula. So the Magid Mishnah writes in the name of the Ra'ah that, ooh, not necessarily, not necessarily. Just because Bedika is a din de Rabbanon does not necessarily mean we're going to assume that therefore sveik of the Rabbanon is lakula. Why not? If it's a sveik de Rabbanon, why not apply the halacha b'chalot tarakula of sveik of the Rabbanon lakula? So the Magid Mishnah writes, the name of the Ra'ah, what we've alluded to many times, that what do you mean? Bedikas chametz, tchilasa al hasafek. Now, that's exactly what bedika is. The need for the bedika de Rabbanan means that one cannot go ahead and rely on the fact that something is considered to be a safek. That's what bedika by definition is. Bedika, chipus, that means b'makom safek, b'makom safek. That's exactly, indeed, the Chiddush. That midrabanan, we tell you that no, don't just rely on the fact that, you know, this is considered to be a suffix. And therefore, hechmiro b'sveika yosim yishar sveikol sholif rehen. This is a clear exception to the typical shuras adin, that a suffix drabanan is lakula. A person has to see to it that this is not a suffix, that the bayis is vadai, considered to be a bayis boduk. And therefore, inochinami, that's true, that could be dependent on, right, the broader din, as a din daraisa. Well, so that's the answer the Magid Mishnah gives the name of the Ra'ah, and that is, look, we're dealing with Bedika Drabanan, and this is clearly different. Why is it different? Because that's what Bedika is, to be chayish, even for a suffix regarding the position of chametz. Okay, if you look at the Rambam, Rabbeinu Manoach, there, right at the bottom of the Rambam, Rabbeinu Manoach writes the following, that no, the suffix of the Gemara clearly is regarding Bedika. Clearly is regarding Bedika. Because after all, that, you know what, then all these cases, that, you know what, isn't it clear that's what the Gemara is dealing with? The chiyuv of Bedika in and of itself. Why not assume if it's only a din Bedika, so now a suffix drabbanan is considered to be lakula, that, wait a second, all of a sudden you see, you know what, there are many different siburim. And an achra goes ahead and takes one. And, you know, freeze. You know, I see there's an achra with this chunk in its mouth. But that, what? The suffix that I'm faced with now is only a suffix drabanan. This is only considered to be a suffix drabanan. There's a suffix right now. Is this chametz or is it non-chametz? Is it chametz or is it not chametz? That's a suffix drabanan. That's a suffix drabanan. All of a sudden, Achver drops that piece. No? Someone may be desirous of eating that. No? That's a suffix drabanan. That's a suffix daraisa. That's a suffix of a chiyuv kares. What do you mean it's only considered to be a suffix drabanan? So the Achver goes ahead and takes a piece. And you know what? The source of the piece was rove of this and a miut of that. And all of a sudden, you know, the piece is dropped. So what do you mean? That baha pituhu disyaldebe. Safek im chametz imatza. That's what Rabbeinu Manoach writes. This is a safek daraisa. This is a safek daraisa. That's not a safek drabana. Guess what? The achver doesn't drop it. No? The achver goes and continues and runs it into the house. That's only a safek now drabana. We just said that there was a safek daraisa. What is the status of the chaticha that is in the piha achver? That's a safek which is daraisa. Can that have a nafkamina derabanan? Yeah, of course it can have a nafkamina derabanan. No? It can have a nafkamina derabanan that comes to bika, but is that so simple that that really is called a suffik derabanan? You know, we discussed as a broader mashal so many times, like those five Rambams. No? You have a sveika derais l'chumna, do you make a bracha? Do you make a bracha? Do I really assume that halachud v'halachud? That a suffik mitzvah and a suffik bracha are independent sveikos, and al paskan the chumran comes to the mitzvah and the kulban comes to the bracha. That's what the Rambam generally writes, with the exception of Beis Yud Gimel Hilchos Kriyas Shema, where the Rambam writes not true. And the Ravid disagrees and says, we treat that as a single suffik. Here I would say even more so, that this is not like two different sveikos in any shape or form. Whether it's a suffik mitzvah or a suffik bracha, no, this is a suffik as to whether the chaticha is chametz, whether the chaticha is considered to be matzah, with a nafkamina daraisa vachila, with a nafkamina by matzah daraisa, with a nafkamina drabanan if a person did bitum avak, nidrabanan of the chiyuv bedika. So therefore you can have a single deal that has multiple expressions. How do you know in that case, you're asking, that a suffik drabanan is considered to be the kula? And therefore, if the answer is that, you know what, this nafkamina drabanan is an expansion of a suffik daraisa, that's exactly why the Gemara says that's going to be dependent on the case of Tisha Chanuyos. Because first we have to resolve, right, the suffik daraisa. If we're going to assume the suffik daraisa is not a suffik at all, okay, so then, you know, I'm going to tell you, there's no chiyuv bedika. But once I assume that, no, you have to treat this as chametz, so therefore, there's enough gamina in that case, as well. That's an important chiddush. You take a look at the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim in the Eishel Avram, Taf Lametes, at the very end of Sivkatan Beis, the Eishel Avram writes, this is true within Tosus. You ready? This is true within Tosus. When Tosus says, Linyan Achila Kamar, you know, we assume that the suffix of the Gemara is when it comes to cases of Achila, unlike all the other sveikos in the Gemara. That sounds very dochuk, no? The whole theme of the Mishnah, the whole theme of the Gemara is bedika, 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 no? Choshishin, ein choshishin, tliya, no tliya. Tliya for achila? That's not tliya for achila, that's tliya for the cheskas bayis baduk. We're talking about all regarding bedikas chametz. And all of a sudden, the Rish says, this is standalone, this is separate, this is talking about achila. No, that's not at all. Not at all necessarily the Pshat and Tosus. Lin Achila Kamar means the following, that whether indeed there's a Chiyuv Bedika or whether there's no Chiyuv Bedika is going to be a function of how you will paskin regarding an Isser Achila. Because if you paskin Lin Achila that we have to treat this as Chametz, guess what? Now you have Chametz that entered the Rishus. And if you're going to argue in Achila Kamar, that's not true, because Holchanach HaHarov, and therefore there's no reason for his chametz, then there's no Chiyuv Bedika. The Prima Gadim writes, the Biur in Tosfos is not that somehow this is a standalone suffix of the Gemara regarding Achila. The Chiddush is where Ben Noach spells out explicitly that the Psak of Bedika is going to be a function of the main question, and that's Le'inyin Achila Ka'amar. And if we can resolve the Achil issue, now I'll know how to pass when it comes to the case of the Bedika. So if you assume Kol Kavu is Kamech Samech Zadami, and therefore this would be Aser B'Achila, so Memela Yischai B'Bedika. Memela Yischai B'Bedika. And that's the issue to the Sheet of Tosus. It doesn't mean that somehow that this Ibaya the Gemar is completely different, unrelated to everything else. I'll even tell you a step further. You ready? Ooh. You know, maybe one could question, is that so obvious? So you know what? I have a suffix. And a suffix has a nafkamina daraisa. And a suffix has a nafkamina darabana. Is it so obvious that, you know what? One psak. Your one psak is going to be this or that, and we're done. Is that so obvious? Maybe that's not true at all. Maybe I have a right to split. Well, why can't I say that, you know what, this is a suffix, and for this, daraisa, I'll paskin the chumra. For this, drabanan, I'll paskin the kula. Oh, is that so unheard of? I'll tell you, for example, unbelievable chiddush, Tosus Bava Kama, daf yud aleph amid aleph. No, the Gemara has the following case. You have a suffix, or a sveik sveika, regarding a yoledis. Wow. There's a suffix. This woman miscarried in such a way that there's a suffix whether this is a leda or a seksek, or whether this is considered to be a leda. How are you going to paskin? So Tosus writes something which is like stunning, pretty like unbelievable, no? Tosus writes the following. Well, a woman's yoledes, what exactly does that mean? You ready for the Tosus? It's stunning. If a woman's yoledes, she's temeya, midaresa. If a woman's yoledes, she is asura habal, no? So whether she has enough gemi when it comes to tumentara, and it has enough gemi when it comes to cases of yisr v'heter. Is she muteras alabal, asura alabal? Is she tamer, is she tahora? How do you paskin in cases of a suffix? Now, how do you paskin? We've discussed this many times. Now, the gon mederes aliyo in Parsha Shoftim, ki yipalacha davar l'mishvah. No? You have a shayla. You know what you have to do? You have to ask the Sanhedrin. But you know what? The Torah goes on and on and on. Ki yipalacha davar l'mishvah. Din dam l'dam, din l'din, nega l'nega. Now, why is that so important? You know, somebody says, I have a shayla, what should I do? I have to ask you, is this this tchum? Is it that tchum? You know what I think? V'kanta v'alisa. The Gonrites realize these are different chelkei ha-Torah. Dam, din, and nega are distinct. Dam, din, nega are distinct. No? When it comes to cases of dam, for example, the psak is going to be mutar asa. Mutar labal, asur labal. Din is going to be on your chai with your potter. Nega, nega means, are you tamei or are you tahor? Oh, Rav Yosef Engel writes, you know what you see according to that gaon? That tummy and tahor and mutar aser tabal are different sveikos. Interesting, no? The Torah's examples. Okay. But I would even bring it closer to home in the following sense. What does ki palacha davar l'mishpat mean? You have a suffix. How are you machri when it comes to a suffix? So you know what the answer is? Well, first tell me, is this dam or is this din? Is it nega? If it's dam, isurim, you know how you're going to paskin? Sveika darais luchumun. If it's a din, you know I'm going to paskin differently, no? I'm going to paskin. You have a din Torah. He owes me. He doesn't owe me. How are you going to paskin in the case of suffix? When it comes, for example, a case of negel and nega, how are you going to paskin in the case of a suffix? You know what the answer is? Completely different klalim, no? Taras perikvav, right? The first Tosus Maseches Nida, a suffix tuma. They're different klalim for suffix. They're different klalim for suffix. So Tosas writes in Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph something pretty amazing, no? And that is the following. If you have a suffix yoledes, you know what? So how do you paskin? Okay, when it comes to the question whether she's muteras or asur labal, I'm going to paskin sveika derais l'chumra, but a sveik is muter. When it comes to a question whether she's tamei or tahora, I'm going to paskin if this is Bershus Yachid, she's Tameya, even a Sveik Sveika. And if it's Rishus Arabim, she's Tahora, even in a single Safek. So Tosa says, realize, you're going to paskin differently in a Safek Yoledes when it comes to Tum and Isser. So you know what that means? It's like unbelievable. Midaraisa, a woman is Tahora, and she's Asur Labal. Midaraisa, a woman is Tameya, and she's Muteras Alabal. No? In other words, the two Nafkaminas are not necessarily forced to go hand in hand. What's wrong with paskening that, you know what, the suffix of this is different from the suffix of that, you know? Let's see, I have a case of a Gemara, whether this is a, is this really called hezek or whether it's a suffix. You know, if a person is asking me, should I do such a thing? You know what I would say to that person? You're crazy. There's nisa daraisa of being a mazik, no? What this there is a little unusual, no? But like the Gemara never says expressly, let's say a person, you know, he smashes someone, and he pays him, and that's okay, that's good. Let's say niskemamon, a person breaks a window, and he pays for it. Isn't there an isser hezek? The answer is mistami, yes. No? It's not value neutral to cause hezek and to just pay 100 cents on the dollar. There's an isser hezek. Isn't there an isser hezek? Is a mazik kosher posleidus? Chov b'chaveiro certainly is posleidus. Haram isyad is posleidus, no? In other words, when you deal with Hezek, there are different moving parts. There's an Isser question and there is a Mammon question. Whether you have to pay or not does not necessarily determine whether you're allowed to engage in that practice. You know what? In every case of a Suffolk and Mammon, I can say, Hamotzer Mechlaraya, but I wouldn't say, don't you dare do this. Then I would say, you can't do such a thing. It's a Suffolk Isser. It's like, it's an important deal. That's the beginning of the Kuntras HaSveikas, in the back of the Ksos, no? You know what? Let's say you have a Din Torah and Dini Mamonos. And Bezin Pasen Samotzim Erech Lav Haraya. So you know what that means? I guess it means I can maintain that money, no? Does it really mean that money is fully mine? Does it absolutely, positively mine? You go to Beis Din, and somebody comes with the claim that, you know what, the money that you have belongs to me. So Beis Din says, you know what, you have to prove your case. You didn't prove your case. Is that like a definitive psak that the money belongs to the nitzvah because the Toveh didn't prove his case? Or is Beis Din just simply saying, you know, in the absence of raya, we're not going to be motzim and hanotzah? So a guy takes that money as mekadesh anisha. Is that kedusha vaday? Just because Beis Din paskan a motzim rechlav raya? A guy takes that money and he buys a lulav and esrog. No? A guy, we're going to paskan a safek and dalid minim, a motzim rechlav raya. Does it mean you're yotzi because it's lachem? Or can I argue that, what do you mean? That the question of mammon is not necessarily the same question of other chelkei ha-Torah. So that's like a very interesting deal. That, you know what, when you have, for example, a question, and it branches out in terms of a nafkamina here, a nafkamina there, doesn't necessarily mean that there indeed is a koveya. Here I will tell you what's really the same question. Is this chametz or is it not chametz? But with a nafkamina darai savachi, a nafkamina darabanan of bedika. All right, so maybe one could argue that's the chiddush Rabbeinu Manoach, and that's the chiddush that perhaps the Prima Gadim as well, that look, that once you're machriya the ikar hadil, that this is chametz, so even when it comes to a din Rabbanan, and what happens if I brazenly say, who says that's true? Why can't I separate the achila from the vedika? You know what, I'll just add to this equation? No, but very mistaber. That's a Chazon Ish and Kuf Chav Dalet. Kuf Chav Dalet of the Aris Lechazon Ish and Meseches Pesachim. No? It's like, you know, what one simon can contain, no? One simon, the Chazon Ish, is all his Aris on this Mesech, and all his Aris on this Mesech. It's like, you know, it's like inspirational, no? So in Aruch Chaim, simon Kuf Chav Dalet is the Chazon Ish and Pesachim. No? So, yeah. So take a look at the very beginning and Daf Tes. Isn't there another moving part? Why do you have to do Bedika? No? Isn't that a good question? Why do you have to do Bedika? So you're going to tell me, why do you have to do Bedika? Come on, the Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Shavil v'di achila. Oh. We're not dealing with a standalone Issur Drabanan. No? We're dealing with a mitzvah drabanan of Bedika, which is driven by Shavil v'di achila. So forget about how a person necessarily might paskin b'cholot or regula, no? When you have, like, divergent nafkaminas, the whole reason that bedika is necessary is because of shamil of de'achila. And if I am going to paskin that this is osur ba'achila, because kol kavo is kamech samechzid, I mean, you're really going to paskin that it's osur ba'achila, but there's no need for bedika? There's no need for bedika? The bedika is driven by shamil of de'achila. Maybe if one could argue it's an absolutely independent concern, having nothing at all to do with achila. Maybe again, Rashi Shita, that maybe Bedika is a Bayra B'matzi issue. Okay, so one maybe could question to an extent. But if what's driving the Chiyu Bedika is not just a Rabbanan, but anything that is Osir Ba'achila, you are not allowed to possess, even if there is Bittul. Because Shamiyabu de Achila, that would be like shocking then to assume that no, that it's Osir Ba'achila, but there's no Chiyuv. There's no Chiyuv. It's almost similar to what we discussed in Beisila Beishamai, no? In the Sugya Beitzin of Zayin Wadeis, no? That, what do you mean? How can you argue that the Shir of Achila is different from the Shir Bayram by Matzeh? If what the Ran says, the whole reason for Aratzeh is the Siyagat to Achila. And the fact that Beishamai says that that's not true, the Shir of Achila is a Kazayis, the Shir of Bayram by Matzeh is a Koseves, that points to independence. So on a level of drabanan, what's the need for bedika? So Tosos says shamev leachila. So when Tosos says our Gemara is talking about achila, whether it's mutra b'achila, whether it's osur b'achila, not that the whole sugi is talking about achila. No, the sugi is talking about bedika. No, but the question of whether you have to engage in bedika is dependent on achila. Why is it dependent on achila? Because I'll tell you the following. Because that is the ikur din, the din daraisa, and the nafkamina drona follows. Or maybe I'll tell you a step further. It's certainly true here, because what's driving the need drabana for bedika is shamiyam li de'achila. No, very mistabir. And therefore, indeed, that's considered to be the case. Well, all right. So Rashi and Tosfos are not as divergent. Now, Tosfos also admits that we're dealing with a din derabanan, but that is informed by the achila, which is going to be a function of teisha chanuyos, right? Besar shchuta, besar nevela. Now take a look at the chiddush hara. The chiddush hara. The chiddush ran writes the following straight poshup shadas Rashi, that you know what, that all of these sugyas, right, bechada machta machtinu, all of these are talking about the same thing. Not that this is bedika, this is achila. Everything is talking about bedika. Everything is talking about the case of bedika. That's clear. Oh, so if we're talking about bedika, bedika is only a din derabanan, so tosus is kasha. So, why is that dependent on the case of nevela, which is a din in a sedaraisa? So, one possibility is, a din deraisa, nafkamini derabanan. Oh, another possibility is, what do you mean? Bedika is a function of achila. It's a function of achila. Shamiyavli de achila. So the Ran sets up the Hagdara in a very different way, a very, very beautiful way. Now, take a look at that Chiddush Ran. How did the whole sugya begin in Daf Tes Samad Aleph? You know what? There's a Mishnah that tells us that Ein Choshishim. Ein Choshishim. Good? So you know what? That's an issue of Chayshinan, Chayshinan. Do I have to be concerned about this? Do I have to be concerned about that? Huh? When do we say chayshinan? When do I say lo chayshinan? Okay, very important. No? Good, good, good. You know, we got like Testament Bays. Ravla, Rav Mari. No, what's the story with Ravla, Rav Mari? Everyone agrees there's certain times you can't say lo chayshinan. No? But what, you stick your head in the ground. Right? Lo cheshinan, lo cheshinan. Aren't there obviously times where you can't say, lo cheshinan, lo? Let's assume, for example, I'll use a similar term, chazinan. No? It's not a question of cheshinan, a question of chazinan. No? I see. I see chametz is brought into the house, and I say, no, it's a mishnah daf tes that ein choshishin. Ein choshishin. This isn't a question of some chshash, no? Chazinan. So I'm going to tell you the following. You know what? That I agree that ein choshishin, eli im kein chazinan. No? That's what I'm going to tell you my klal is. No? You don't have to worry about, but, chazinan. Let me ask you the following. How do you define chazinan? How do you define chazinan? Typically, I'll tell you, the default position is ein choshishin, lo cheshinan. Yeah, eli im kein chazinan, no? If you see, that's a chshash. Chazinan. How do you define chazinan? So, you know, I'm going to tell you, well, we just learned Rava Shita. What did Rava say? Mam, notal befaneinu. Notal befaneinu, no? You know what that means? I have chametz, which is over here. I don't have to worry the chametz went into there, but guess what? An achver came and snatched the chametz. What does that mean? Notal b'faneinu. Notal b'faneinu is not a question of cheshinan. Notal b'faneinu is chazinan. No? I see it. I see it with my own eyes. You can't say lo cheshinan. No? Rav Mari, we pointed out, is more machmer. No? I didn't see anything. But you know what? I come back and I see, I'm one off. There were 10, and now there's 9. So that's like an interesting issue, you know? Is that called chayshin or is that called chazina? You know, I see that there's a reyes. I'm not talking about a case of notal b'faneinu, notal b'faneinu. You know what? That's why the Ritva writes, realize that Rav Mari was so much more machmir than Rava, no? Because according to Rava, in order to argue chayshinan, it has to be natal b'faneinu. And Rav Mari comes along and says, that's not true. You don't need natal b'faneinu. I never saw an achver at all. I wouldn't recognize an achver. But I see we're one off. I left 10 and now there are 9. Is that called chazinan? No, maybe somebody was hungry and they just ate the 10th piece. Or to argue that, no, that disconnect is enough to say, you know, this isn't chayshinan, this is considered to be chazinan, no? So I would tell you that that's a very important hagdara, no? What would we classify as kalameh, which is chayshinan, In which case I'll say very often the Ocheshina, a Mishnah, in Choshishin. And when do I say, no, 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 this is an Achshash, no, this is Chazinan, Chazinan. Oh, so Rava, Bifaneinu, Rav Mari, when there's a disconnect, a 10 and a 9. Now let me ask you the following question. The following question. Whoa, 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 no. You know, I have 10 pieces. 9 are one, and one is the other. You know what? 9 of them is problem-free, and one of them is problematic. And I go ahead and I see an Achra took one. Let me ask you the following question. Is that called Chayshin or is that called Chazina? What is that called? What is that called? It's not like Rav Natal Bifaneinu. The Achbar went ahead and took the chametz. He took the chaticha. And I don't know what the chaticha is. That's the din of the Gemara. Wow. That's the Ran. I just kind of embellished it. No, but that's what the Ran writes. No? All these sfeikos of the Gemara. Is that called chazinan? Is that called chazinan? Or is that called in choshishin? Is that called in choshishin? Oh, so you know what the Gemara tells us. So I want to know, is this called this or is this called... Oh, unbelievable. The Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya from Tisha Chanuyas. I'll bring a raya from Tisha Chanuyas. If you have, for example, a suffix which is kavua, that's Asr Ba'achila. That's Asr Ba'achila. If it's kavua, we see from the case of Tisha Chanuyas, if it's kavua, now you have to treat that as chametz. Just like if it's kavu, you have to treat that as nevela. If I argue you have to treat it as nevela, if I argue you have to treat it as chametz, you know what that means? When an achar goes and takes it, that's called chazina. That's not called chashina. But you know what? If it was a case of perash, where you don't have to treat it as nevela, it's mutra b'achila. It's mutra b'achila. If it's mutra b'achila, that means that when Achra goes and takes it, that's not called chazinan. That's not chazin at all. That's considered to be within the hagdara of ein choshishin. Of ein choshishin. That is the raya, not identical at all. Ein achinami, we can be speaking about bedika. And obviously the nevela issue is a dindaraisa. The question simply is the following, that do I treat that scenario where you have a rove and a miut and something emanates from. If that is considered yishal iser, so when the achra does so, that's called chazinan. And if it's not to be treated as iser, that's not called chazinan. Now I can kick in the mission test and say that ain't choshishin. So if it's something which is kavua, wow, and this would be asr ba'achila, therefore, when an achra goes in and takes it, guess what? That's ki'ilu chazinan. And if it's chazinan, sarach bedika. Sarach bedika. Wow, that's pretty important. That's pretty important. Okay. So, the Chiddush Ran goes a step further now. So, how do I make that determination? How do I make that determination of whether yes or no? Oh, so what does the Braisa say? That where was the latest hasafik? Where was the nefilas hasafik? Oh, if the nefilas hasafik was the makam kavua, mechza mechza dami, that's called chazina. If the latest hasafik was perash, then that's not true. That's not true. Oh, so you know what? You see from that. In order to determine, wow, that whether this is what I would call chayzinan, or this called chayshinan, lo chayshinan, what do you have to follow? What do you have to follow? Oh, isn't that exactly true of the Besar Nevela? The makam leidas hasafik. The makam leidas hasafik. If the makam leidas hasafik was kavua, asr. If it's perash, then it's mutter. Ah, oh, so you know what you see from that? That in order to determine whether this is called chazina, whether this is chametz, whether it's not chametz, you know what you have to follow? The Shas Leidas HaSafik. The Shas Leidas HaSafik. That's pretty important. That's something which is pretty important. No? Okay. So, an achar goes over to the pile and takes. Guess what? That's called chazina. And that is the makam leiras ha-safek. That's called chazina. An achar goes and carries it into the house, and now there's a safek bedika. No. The safek is nikva at the time of leiras ha-safek, which is b'shas netila, which means tisha chanuyos, tisha tziborim. And therefore, indeed, is considered to be aser. Wow. We're not concerned with the nafgamina now. Did I do bittul? Did I not do bittul? Is that a suffix, or is a suffix, the Rabbanon? In order to determine whether this is chazinan or chayshinan, the answer is, where is the makom leidas ha-suffix? Where is the makom leidas ha-suffix? And you know what the chiddush is? That if it's kavua, the makom leidas ha-suffix is there, and therefore that's it. We're done. Wow. I'll tell you now a further chiddush. You ready for this? Tosus is going to be bothered. But why is this only a suffix? Why is this considered to be a sfeik sfeika? No? And if it's a sfeik sfeika, we already discussed, maybe a sfeik sfeika doesn't even require birur at all? No? Maybe a sfeik sfeika does not require birur, and maybe a sfeik sfeika is mutter even davar shleishlamatirin, and maybe a sfeik sfeika is something you can even recite a bracha on because we don't consider it to be a suffix whatsoever. Isn't this considered to be a sfeik sfeika? After all, we don't know what the achver took, whether it was chametz, whether it was matzah. And isn't there another possible variation as well? No? What about testament? What about achila? No? Who says that the hochaticha still exists? Maybe indeed it was eaten. So if there is a suffix, couple that together with the case of achalte, isn't that considered to be a sfeik sfeika? So, why is there any need for bdika whatsoever? Well, I don't know. So maybe we're going to have to resolve that. Maybe one could argue, we'll see in Tosos, maybe we're talking about such a hefty chaticha that you can't reasonably assume that it was completely eaten. Okay. You know what the Ran writes? No. Very good, no? Lefi sheholchen achar nefilas ha-safek. No? Holchen achar nefilas ha-safek. What do you mean that this happened, and then this happened, and I'm going to couple the this with the that, and therefore now I'm going to argue it's a sfeik-sfeik? What do you mean? The whole yesod is that Holchin achar nefilas ha-safek. No? B'shas nefilas ha-safek. What is this? No? This is kavua. Metza. It means that we treat it as though it is chametz. It's chametz. And therefore, keva and shirinu lechem zu b'shas shepirish minat ziburi. And since already we were machria that this is chametz. So something subsequently happened, that's no longer relevant. That's no longer relevant. The chaticha was already nesra, kodem knisas alabayis. We're done with that already, no? You have 9, you have 10, and achor goes and takes it from a makam kavua, guess what? That's chametz. It falls into a house. And now bedika. And maybe he ate it. Forget about all that, no? Kvar nesa. And therefore, of course, that's not considered to be a sfeik-sfeik. The whole yesod of the Gemara of Chazinan is that the diyun will be determined based on the makom leidas ha-safek. That means that, you know what? If this is the makom leidas ha-safek, and we are machriya, that, you know what? Aser, just as we would pass an aser in the case of Nevela, That's Nevela. That's Chametz. And the fact that maybe the Chametz was consumed is not enough to exempt you from a Chiyuv Hav. Wow. So why don't I combine A and B? The Ran is clear. No? Hare Nesar. Hare Nesar. It's already Aser. We're done. That's the whole Chiddush. And therefore, there's no subsequent Zirut. That itself is a very fascinating issue, you know? We discussed part of this before, no? Is that really true? Is that so obviously true? That when you have suffix A, and suffix A is already subject to Hachra, and then all of a sudden now, the reality is there's an additional suffix. Ooh, you know what? So let's combine A and B. You know, the first suffix reinstates itself. Ah, it's chozer v'neir. And now I have a sfeik, which is considered to be the gula. Or to argue that that's not true. That's not true. So I'll tell you that that is a critical issue with the Gemara that we've dealt with already a couple of times. That's sugya, right, and beis, and daf gemud beis. No? That's sugya and beis, and daf gemud beis. That's where the Gemara quotes the Braisa, that a beis shenod is asura, Sveik Asura, the Imnis Arvo Kulin Asuras. Oh, so we just discussed so recently, no? Rabbi Notam's Chiddush the following, that Imnis Arva 3 is not modifying 2. No? Because if you have a Beitza which itself is a Sveika, Shanis Arva, that already is a Sveik Sveika, and therefore, that's Mutter. Wow. And that was a very, very great Chiddush, that you know what? A Sveik Sveika is mutter. Now that's a twofold chiddush. Number one is we call it a sveik sveika. And number two is sveik sveika is a lot of derashesh the material. No? That was a twofold chiddush. A sveika shenis arva, A is called a sveik sveika. And B, the halachi is kufyud, that a sveik sveika and a derashesh material is considered to be mutter. And we pointed out that's against the Mordechai. The Mordechai example, right? That was that Mordechai in Avodah Zarah. No? In Perek Gimel, Tuf Mem Aleph, where the Mordechai writes, if something is a Dovr Sheish Matirin, there's no heter of Sveik Sveika. It's a Dovr Sheish Matirin. Just be patient, patient. You know, Shabbos is almost over, Yantav is almost over, wait a couple of hours, and everything will resolve itself. So one could certainly disagree with Rabbeinu Tam and assume that, what do you mean? A Sveik Sveika, Dovr Sheish is considered to be Aser. Okay, and that was our question. Maybe one could argue differently, and that's the issue that the Rashba raises. Is this called a Sveik Sveika? Is this even called a Sveik Sveika? Is it called a Sveik Sveika? Because you know what the Rashba writes? These Sveikos are different, no? And that's what the Rashba writes, that here you have Sveik Echad Begufo, Sveik Echad Betaruvos. No? Sveik Echad Begufo, Sveik Echad Betaruvos. The first suffix is, what is the status of this egg? Is it a beis shnod or is it not? Suffix one. Suffix two, what is the location of this egg? You know, because this egg in question was thrown into the pile. So one is suffix echad begufa, one is suffix echad betaruvos, and the Rashba writes, you know what? That's not called a sveik sveika. One could disagree with Rabbeinu Tam on one of two grounds, no? Either you can argue you're wrong, that's not called a sveik sveika, or you can argue you're right, it is called a sveik sveika, but a sveik sveika is forbidden at Dovr Sheish L'Matir, right? So you can disagree the Psak Rabbeinu Tam based on A, based on B. The Rashba, this is not called a sveik sveika, because sveik echad begufo, sveik echad betaruvos. I ask you the following. Why should that matter? Why should I assume that if it's Sefek Echa Begufos, Sefek Echa Betaruvos, it's not a Sveik Sveika? You know, if I just purely look at things in terms of percentages, of course it's a Sveik Sveika, no? Maybe the Beitza is Muteres, and maybe this is not the Beitza in question. So the chances of my eating something which is a Beitza Shenolda is really remote, no? No, but you can't combine Sefek A and Sefek B. Why can't you combine Sefek A and Sefek B? Why can't you combine? So here, two very fundamental possibilities. Now, if you take a look at the Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz, Beitz and Daf Gimel, Rabbeinu Peretz writes the following lamdus: the sfeik sfeika has to be michad gavna. Conceptually, they have to merge. They have to fuse. If there's no commonality, they don't combine. They don't combine. In order to combine, you need a common denominator. You need a commonality to have a combination. We discussed this about Kedush Achas, no? It's more likely that Shabbos Yom Kippur should combine than Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh should combine, no? Because, the more similar you are, the more you lend yourself to combination, and if not, everything's distinct. So if it happens to be a Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you know what? Each one is distinct. Why should you say they combine? No, the Psak of the Tur, the Kuf Peches, you forget Yalav Yav when benching on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Of course you're not chosen, because we don't treat it as a combined Kedusha. You know what? So in order to combine, you have to have a commonality. So that's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Peretz, that you have to have a Sfeik Sfeika, which is Michad Gavna, Michav Gadna. A Sfeik Echad Begufo, Sfeik Echad Betaruvos is not a Sfeik Sfeika whatsoever. So I'll tell you the following Chiddush. If you look in the Rashba himself, not in Beitza, but if you look in the Rashba, in Torah Sabayis, that's what I put on the Marmakomos, the Rashba writes this Chiddush. And he writes why it is that Sefek Echad Begufos, Sefek Echad Betaruvos is not a Sfeik Sfeika. Who but the Rashba gives a different biur. Wow. The Rashba writes the following. The Rashba quotes the Shita of the Ri Hazakim, Rabbi Yitzhak Hazakim, that, you know what? The only time we allow a Sfeik Sfeika is b'shtei sveikos habos mikoach shtei taruvos. You know what that would mean? That all of a sudden, I walk in the coop and I see, ooh, this questionable egg is nowhere to be found. And you know what happened? The egg went into this pile, and an egg from this pile went into that pile. That's shtei taruvos, no? Egg went into pile A, and then an egg from pile A went into pile B. That, the Ri Hazakim writes, that's mamish called two sveikos, that's shtei taruvos. But if it's not shtei taruvos, that certainly is not true. And you're ready for this. The Ri Hazakim writes the following chiddush. That's why, you ready? That line 3 of the Brisa of Imnis Arva, Beitza Dafgim Beis, is going on too. If you have a Sveika Shenis Arva, the Beitza is Asura. Because that's not Shtei Taruvos. That's Safek Echad Begufo. Safek Echad Betaruvos. Wow, that's the Chiddush, the Ri Hazakim. In order to have a Sfeik Sfeika, there has to be a commonality, a double taruvos. But if it's Sfeik Echad Begufo, Sfeik Echad Betaruvos, that does not constitute a Sfeik Sfeika. Doesn't constitute a Sfeik Sfeika. Okay, wow. And therefore, in the case of Eitz and Echanami, it's Asa against Rabbi Nata. You ready? Good. So the Rashba writes the following. Ula didi kashali. I find this very, very difficult. You know why? In order to have a sfeik sfeika, you have to have identical sfeikos. Didi kashali. What's the didi kashali? You ready for this? Ready to jump? Parakamadiksuvas. A woman is accused of being an Eishes Eishes Insa. An Eishes Yisrael. Oh, we know this now. That's a Sfeik Sfeika. Tachtav, lo tachtav, and Onus and Ratzon. Onus and Ratzon. That's a Sfeik Sfeika. You combine Sfeik A with Sfeik B. Tachtav, lo tachtav, Onus. Those are Min Echad. That's min echad. Number one is the what, the when question. Number two is the how question. How in the world can you combine a when and a how? A when and a how is a combination of shtei taruvos. This chiddush of the Rihazakeh, in order to argue that, you know what, it's only called a sfeik sfeika, if in lamdus, conceptually, it's the same form of safek, really that's true of the classic sfeik sfeika? The classic sfeik sfeika of tachta veino tachta, onus and ratzon. What do you mean that's considered to be shtei taruvos? How can that be? No? V'hasam, the Rashba writes, ein hasafek bos mikocha taruvos. And yet that's a classic case of sveik sveika. Wow. Kind of unbelievable, no? Oh. So the Rashba writes the following chiddush. You know why you can't combine a safek echad gufos, safek echad betaruvos? Not because that conceptually it has to be min echad, and it can't be shnei minei safek. You know what's wrong with safek echad begufos, safek echad taruvos? Kvar asrasa, timing, temporally. Wow. In a safek echad gufos, safek echad betaruvos, you know what? Safek A is already resolved before you hit Safek B. Safek A is already resolved before you address Safek B. Oh, they're on an arsenia. So, I have a Safek, a Beitza Shinalda. You know what the halacha is? Dabar Sheish Mater, it's Asura. Now, all of a sudden, this A falls into pile B. Guess what? History, no? What happened with the earlier question is done, right? We ended that chapter. Oh, that's exactly what the Rashba writes. So that's true of a safek echa begufo, seke betarufo. Let me ask you the following. We have a safek now, woman is nesha, sisha, zinsa. What? Kfar Nesra? Safek A is already resolved, and I have to address Safek B? Certainly not. Simultaneously, we have a Safek, whether it's Tachta, Veino Tachta, whether it's Onus and Ratzon. The fact that there are different Sveikas, that's not of any consequence. The relevant factor is, were the two Sveikos Chal Bavas Achas, or they Chal Bezer Chazer? In Ksuvas Daf Beis, the Rashba writes, it's Bavas Achas. In a Safek Echad Gufa Teruvos, it's Bezer Chazer. Wow. That's pretty heavy. That's the Chiddush. Indeed, that Rashba writes. Okay, so we'll have to talk about this. Take a look at that. No? That is exactly what the Ran writes in our Gemara. And that is that if you have a Safek, and B'shas later a Safek, we're going to assume that this already were Machriya, that this is Chametz. This is not Matzah. So you know what? Even if subsequently it goes in and enters a house, and I want to know, now when it comes to B'dik, I have another issue, maybe a Chalte, that's no longer relevant. Kfar Nesra. Okay, so take a look at that Rashba, take a look at the Ra'ah, Berak Abayis, Mishmeras Abayis, we'll have to talk about.